When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the 77 WABC minicast.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Welcome to the Dick Morris Show with Doug DePiro, who is absent today, but is still my advisor, friend, and consigliere. And we're going to talk about a variety of important things. The first is really that the presidential race is shifting very dramatically. It's been changing less than gradually, rather precipitously, but suddenly it's really shifting. Biden is in absolute free fall, and Trump is inheriting it all. And I think that people are coming to the conclusion that Trump really is the essential new president.
There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
Now, the move to Trump is something that we experience as observers in the context of the personalities, Trump's evident superiority over Biden. But in fact, it's not that the names are not important and the men are not important. The important thing is the backdrop to the race, the context in which the race takes place. And that is changing dramatically. And as it does, the construct changes as to who needs to win. Back when Trump was elected in 2016, the main issue then was the economy. And that the Trump administration was one which the economy really did very well. And that became the central fact of Trump's reelection campaign in 2020. And it was a narrative about how did the economy do. And America's progress was obscured by the COVID epidemic that made people not feel the full magnitude of the changes Trump had brought around. But now the context of the race has changed, and it is now no longer the economy, it's the danger of war. And the economy still works as an issue against Biden and still is fundamental to people's view of the world. But the danger of war, the danger of World War III, and the reality of the war going on in the Middle East has usurped center stage, and it is now the dominant context, the construct in which the race is run. And that includes the rise of Muslims in the United States, the growth of anti-Semitism, the rampant growth of anti-Semitism, particularly on campuses, and the gradual change where the Democratic Party is becoming the party of the Palestinians and the party of Hamas. A recent poll showed that when they asked Democrats, are you more sympathetic, you have more empathy with the Israelis or with the Palestinians? The Democrats said 41% more with the Palestinians and 34% more with the Israelis. So the Democratic Party has shifted from being a party focused on the integrity of Israel and the independence of it and the ideal of Israel to one that's focused on the Palestinians and their imagined and real grievances. And this change, I think, is putting the Democratic Party completely beyond the pale and completely out of the context of American politics. They are literally walking off a cliff. They're backing themselves into a corner which leads to falling off the cliff. And I think that the changes you're seeing in the presidential race now, the growth of Trump, the collapse of Biden, the now about a 7-point margin in the polling when you say generically, would you like to vote for a Democrat or a Republican, all things being equal, has gone from a slight Republican edge to about a 6-point Republican edge now. And those changes are, I think, largely because the context has changed. If the context of the election is war and the danger of war, you can't have a president who's totally feeble, feeble-minded and feeble physically. You can't have a president who isn't up to the job.
Because I'm an old guy.
Exactly, you are. And you're not just an old guy, you're not completely with it. Call me, comment on what's going on. 800-848-9222. 800-848-9222. The swing in the overall numbers in the presidential race is so dramatic. Before November 8th, there was not a single national poll that showed Donald Trump ahead of Biden. In the contrary, there were at least 10 or 12 polls that showed Biden ahead. Since then, the following poll numbers have come out. November 8th, Trump 2 ahead. November 9th, Trump 2 ahead. November 10th, Trump 4 ahead. November 10th, Trump 2 ahead. November 11th, Trump 1 ahead. November 13th, Trump 2 ahead. November 15th, Trump 6 ahead. November 15th, Trump 6 ahead. November 17th, Trump 3 ahead. November 18th, Trump 5 ahead. So overall, the average has now moved to Trump with a 3-point lead, and it's growing. The average a few weeks ago was Trump slightly ahead. Now he's 3 ahead, and the average in a few days when the new polls come out and the old ones drop off, we'll have Trump with the lead of 5 or 7 points. So it's a totally transformed presidential race. Thank God. It's important that we understand that polling and the idea of who people are supporting is largely reactive. It's largely reactive to events that to the previous election or the previous administration. Sometimes it's the correction of the previous mistake, because even when the previous president was pretty good, there were some things that he was less good at, and the history of the next election is always the reaction to the last one. We had Nixon, who was corrupt but did some good things, but we needed a pure president, so we voted for Carter. And then Carter satisfied our need for purity, for honesty, for integrity, but he didn't lead us. There was no strength in leadership. He was weak, and he let the world manipulate him. So we voted for Reagan. Then Reagan led us out of the Cold War to defeat communism, but there was an entirely new world order now, and we needed somebody to help us put it together on a constructive, positive basis. It wasn't just anti, but it was a new world order. So we elected George W. Bush. And Bush did a very fine job of restoring this new world order and beginning to have the idea of a unipolar world. But he neglected the American economy and treated it like he was really more Secretary of State than he was president. And we needed someone who would focus on the economy, so we elected Clinton. And Clinton did a good job with the economy and balanced the budget, but he was obviously morally deficient, and his character was obviously flawed. So we looked for someone without a flawed character, and we chose George W. Bush, whose character was unimpeachable, but he had other problems. He got mired in the war in Iraq, and he lost sight, really, of the perspective of being president. So we needed someone who would extricate us from the war in Iraq and would lead us away from this kind of military involvement. So we voted for Obama.